Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right now, it is time, as we always do right around 8:30, to get to the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Well, every Friday, we always do Arcan Fire at 8:30. But it's 9:30 most nights, but it's fun regardless of when we do it.
You're right about that.
What I like to do on Fridays, I did this with you last week. I'd love to do it again. Give you a little flashback moment to what happened in Boston sports around this time. And did you know that back in 2013, around this time, it was week 12, where the Patriots were down 24-0 to the Denver Broncos and came back into that game and beat Peyton Manning and those high-powered Broncos that did go to the Super Bowl but then got blown out by the Seahawks?
Yes.
So initially, what are some of your memories about that 2013 game where all hope was lost? Tom Brady and the Pats down 24-0 to Peyton Manning, and they come back and win that game.
I watched that game at McGreevy's, which is gone. I had a friend who worked at McGreevy's. Brag! McGreevy's now is a whiskey bar. I forget what it's called. But I used to go to McGreevy's all the time. And I remember being there for that game. I remember the Patriots making a ridiculous comeback. They were down 24-0, right, at the half, and just stormed back in the third quarter. I'm going back over all the touchdowns. Gronk had one. Brandon Bolden, there's a name. Julian Edelman, couple touchdowns for Edelman. And then they got back to it. The Broncos scored right around the end of the game, like 5 minutes left to tie it up. And then the Patriots got the field goal in overtime, and that was it. A game they had no business coming back and winning. Absolutely none. And I was already, that was 2012, you said?
2013,
right. It was the year after Tebow. The year after they kicked Tebow's ass in the playoffs, I think, or right around then. And I was already back here. I was back in Massachusetts. I'd been back for about 3-4 years after moving back from Colorado. And I did not. I had just kind of given up. I was like, I'm not betting on this team against the Broncos anymore. And I wasn't around, you know, people that were willing to give me that action. So I wish I did. I wish I had. Would have won that one. I would have won the Tebow game. Although I don't think anybody would have given me action on that Tebow game either. But either way, I remember that being a hell of a comeback. And one of the all-time wins against Peyton Manning. You know, like there was a lot against the Colts. There was a lot of big playoff games and, you know, regular season matchups against Manning and the Colts. But that one coming back from 24-0 at the half, coming back and winning that game in the second half against Peyton Manning, that was pretty special, I think.
It was the year of the comeback for that Pats team, too. I would like to play a little bit of audio, staying with the Patriots. I don't know if you caught this on the Patriots social media team, but they asked all their players, hey, what is your definition of how cold it gets. What is cold to you? And here's what some of the players had to say.
What temperature do you consider cold?
50 and below.
No.
I feel like this 50, 50 and then down south, 50 is 250. It's windy up here.
Negative 20.
Hey, Trip.
I'm from Michigan. Don't get cold.
Whatever it is right now,
I'll tell you that.
Under 50.
Honestly, I'd say under 72.
Anything below 40.
Anything below 50.
Anything. He being nice. Anything under 70, cold.
Anything below 75.
Anything Boston, Massachusetts feel like that's cold.
Under 40. 50, I'm hooping.
Anything under 45 is freezing.
Time you get below 60.
40s, 30s.
Anything below 50.
Below 32 is cold. Under zero with wind chill. I think like 15 degrees, 10 degrees is cold.
I think it's got to get below zero.
Okay, so I'll pose the question to you then, because I feel like you have enough experience being from Massachusetts and being out in Colorado. What temperature do you consider cold?
First of all, that was a huge range of answers. I mean, that was went all the way from like 20 below to 72 degrees. Like that's about as far across the spectrum as you can get in terms of temperatures and what's considered cold. Now, when it comes to the answers you were getting there, I bet you, and I don't know because I don't know exactly who was talking each time, but I bet you if you broke down where they grew up and where they're from, that would very much sway their answers. A lot of football players come from Texas and they come from Florida. And if it gets down below 50 degrees in either of those two places, it's cold. That's considered cold down there. Absolutely. That is not considered cold up here. In fact, you can get to like 40 degrees up here. And if the sun's out and the wind's not blowing, it's doable. You can handle it. You don't even need a jacket, really. I mean, it's 40 degrees and sunny and you're standing in the sun. I'm out there doing some yard work. I got a t-shirt on. Like, you know, like that's doable. Not that I ever do yard work, but if I ever did, hypothetically, like I could do it with that many layers on. Now, it does depend on where you grew up. It does depend on how many seasons you experience. I'm proud that I'm from a place that has all four seasons and that I went to school at a place that has all four seasons, because I feel like people who only ever are in beautiful sunny weather all the time aren't real people, honestly. I think that there's something missing from their lives. I think there's something missing from their personalities. They don't understand like the effect of a really crappy day, weather-wise, what that can have on a person. They just don't know. They just don't get it. And that also, I think, carries over a little bit into the temperature thing. You ever been with someone who's cold all the time? I'm cold. Ah, it's really cold. Ah, it's so cold. I'm going to go get a sweater. I'm cold. It's like, okay. It's just, they're so annoying. Like, okay, we know you're cold. Fine. You're not from a place where it's usually cold. That's the other thing. Someone who moved to like Florida, moved to California, have to slum it in Massachusetts for a couple of weeks. And they get off the plane. It's, oh, it's so calm, so miserable, cold. It's like, shut up. Shut up. You moved to LA. This is what the world is like, okay? You live in a weird bubble. This is what Earth is. This is planet Earth. We're here now on planet Earth. And there's a winter and a fall and a spring and a summer. And we all have our moods change and we all get sick at different times. And it's all based on that. And that's the way it is. You move away where you don't have that, then your whole life just completely gets upended. It sounds great, right? No, it's not. You lose a big chunk of yourself. Some people grow up never even having it. And I think that's a shame. So that's what I think about weather. What was the question? When is it?
What temperature do you consider cold?
Like going outside and I can't deal with this, it's too cold. I'd say 20 degrees and below. If it's windy, then you can pump it up a little bit. You can pump it up to like 35. If it's 35 and windy, that's cold. That's too cold. But if it's not windy, between 10 and 20 degrees.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get over here!
Well, glad we finally got to answer that question through the runaround. There was actually something on Thursday Night Football I'd love to get your opinion on. Did you happen to see the head referee had to leave that game because of an injury, and there was some scaring because it was non-contact. He had to take the cart. Well, luckily, we did get an update that his Achilles is intact. The major injury scare for Adrian Hill is the guy's name. Did you happen also to catch the gumption that the replacement official had on some of those calls?
Yes. So that was the crew chief in the white hat, and when he went down, I like how you called it scary. Like he's not gonna win the. He's not gonna be an All Pro this year or something. Like he's not gonna make the Pro Bowl. He might
miss his Super Bowl assignment because of that.
Could be, I suppose. I saw that. I can't remember the last time I saw a ref really get injured. I've seen non-contact injury, I don't think I can ever remember that happening. Refs are in pretty good shape, by and large. You kind of have to be. But usually you see a ref like getting run over by a fullback or something, like, okay, yeah, you might get hurt there, maybe. There's that one ref who has to stand like right next to the linebacker, you know? As the play is developing, they're just standing there, like, sitting ducks, basically. I think that would be the one, if I had to be a ref, that'd be the one ref I would not want to be. Whichever one it is that stands there next to the linebacker, like, no thanks, I'm good. I'm standing there in my little hat next to Ted Johnson, like, no, this sucks, man. I don't want to do this. I want to go home. I want to be over in the sideline or something. I'll be the guy in Secaucus who watches the replay and tells you what happened. How about that? I don't want to be out here right now. Even if I was all jacked like Ed Hockley, like, no thanks. Those guys are wearing pads. Those guys are wearing helmets. Those guys are human, 6'5", 300 pounds. Like, I'm all set. That guy, I thought, who came in, I liked. He put everything he had into those calls. That was great. I liked him a lot. I don't know what his name was, but he took that job. It was like he was ready for it. You know, he was ready to go out there, be on camera. He was kind of drawing out a little drama in those calls. I liked it. I was into that, and that was a good game.
Follow up to that one. What would you say is the most bizarre injury you've seen in pro sports? I mean, it's a standard injury, but having it happen to a referee makes it a little bizarre. But what do you think? Can you think of maybe the most bizarre injury or one of the most bizarre injuries you've seen?
I don't know if I'm surprised more refs don't get injured, honestly. Like, so I don't know if I'd call it bizarre. But I think probably the weirdest one ever. Oh God, what was the guy's name? There was this guy who pitched for, I think, Tampa Bay, and he was a lefty. And I remember he threw a pitch, and as he threw the pitch, his arm just exploded. Just the elbow popped. I forget what the guy's name was, but he was a lefty. And I remember him throwing the pitch, and then he's writhing around on the ground, screaming, holding his arm. And then he worked for, you know, rehab.
Tony Saunders.
Okay, that sounds right. He rehabbed. He got back to it. He got his arm repaired, did all this PT. Finally gets back into a game, he goes and throws a pitch, and it happens again. I remember that. And I don't know if that's the most bizarre, but, like, you don't see that happen very often. You don't see a guy's arm explode in the middle of a pitch like that. Like, that's pretty rare. And then to have him come back and have the same thing happen again, same deal, writhing around on the ground, holding his arm, screaming again, it was just like, oh, my God. Tony Saunders, that's right up there. There's some gruesome ones, obviously, like Paul George, Gordon Hayward, that kid at Louisville, I forget what his name was, but their like feet snapped off at the ankle. Like, that was bad. Those were really tough to watch. Theismann, I didn't see Theismann. I was before my time, but that's a pretty, you see that one come up. That's a pretty tough one too. I don't know. Bizarre, gruesome, I guess. Like the Saunders one was weird just because you never see stuff like that. So I'd probably go with that.
I mean, you got Gus Frerotte also, who on a touchdown headbutted the wall and ended up breaking his collarbone.
That was pretty
funny. On that one. So I know it's hard putting you on the spot here, but more time you think about it, there's probably a ton of really bizarre injuries.
Yeah, those are the ones that sort of spring to mind. But yeah, that's where I'd say about that.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, allow me to give my prediction for Patriots-Bengals since you'll obviously be on football Sunday. We won't know about it until then, but here is what I'm thinking with the Pats and the Bengals. You said earlier you're not too thrilled about everyone being so comfortable saying that this is going to be an easy win for the Pats over the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, allow me to add fuel to that fire because this should be an easy win for the Pats. I think it's going to be very high scoring because you've got two great offenses, whether it's Burrow or whether it's Flacco in there at quarterback for the Bengals. It's still a very good offense. Even without Ja'Marr Chase being suspended, I still think it's a good offense out there. But that defense is just so bad. They're really bad. Patriots might put up a 40 spot, and they might give up a 30 spot to the Bengals. But I firmly believe that the Patriots will get another victory. It will be an easy victory. This should be a double-digit victory. And we'll all talk about when is the date for when they clinch the AFC East. Because like you said, with the Bills' loss, the Patriots keep on winning with these easy games. We might need to print the hats and the t-shirts a little sooner than expected. It might even be against Buffalo when they come to Gillette. But overall point, easy win for the Pats this Sunday.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's point. Joe Braverman giving it to you right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.